Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chris Moore in motion. Straight ahead run. And tough yard. Still on his feet. Jeremy McNichols. I don't think they're going to get him. And he is in for the Washington touchdown.
Chris Myers on the call on Fox yesterday. Jeremy McNichols breaking tackles en route to a 60-yard touchdown run. The last time a running back for this organization ripped off a 60-yard run, Danny, do you know who it was?
A 60-yarder. See, wasn't Brian Robinson, so it's before him. Did Alf do it?
Alf never did it.
Chris Thompson snuck away once.
Darius Geis.
Geis? Oh, in that game where everybody ran for 150 yards against Carolina?
Probably,
was it that game?
Yeah. If I had to guess, I don't remember what game it was, but... You don't see home runs like that, and that one wasn't like he just kind of ran away from people. It was everyone thought he was tackled, and he ran
three different times, four different times. Yeah, it was amazing.
But the running game in general, this is what they dreamed about with Brian Robinson in San Francisco and Austin Eckler on injured reserve. They still have three guys they really trust, and at different points, Chris Rodriguez, very good. Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt had some really nice work, and it was Jeremy McNichols who hit the home run, 60 yards. To the house yesterday. Time for some game balls to the best and gassers to the worst. 800-636-1067 is how you can join us to give out a game ball or a gasser. 800-636-1067. Danny, you get to give out the first game ball.
Cliff Kingsbury, take a bow. Take a moment. Use your really deep voice and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind. Everybody eats. You get a carry. You get a touch. You get a nice highlight play in this game. He was masterful, I thought. Always ahead of where the defensive coordinator was. Always outguessing them, outsmarting them. Getting guys in really good positions to accentuate their strengths.
The return game was remarkable. First kickoff of the day. Deebo Samuel, 69-yard return. Set them up just outside of the red zone. For what was a touchdown. That's seven special teams points as far as I'm concerned. Then Jalen Lane rips off a 90-yard punt return for a touchdown. They said he was the best return man in the draft. He looked like it there. He's been really good early this season. That was their first punt return touchdown since Jameson Crowder in 2016 against the Ravens. It's been nine football seasons. Let's go to Toki Altizer for the latest on a 90-yard punt return for a touchdown from Jalen Lane. I mean, Toki, how steamed up were you? Because Jalen Lane, you've marked out for since the moment they called his name.
So I got to be honest, we're watching it here in the studio, and we see a flag fly. Now, I assumed it was on the Raiders because I saw somebody run out of bounds right away, and I was like, I assume that's on the Raiders. So it was a little bit subdued, but it was almost like vindication because I knew this guy could do it. I saw it happen all the time at Virginia Tech, and to see him take it to the house, I was like, please just make the punter miss. You can't get tackled by the punter. He made a miss, and it was almost, obviously, jubilation, but it was almost like... I knew this was going to happen at some point. Glad it finally happened.
Confirmation.
Yes.
It was. You were just like, I'm not surprised. That's what Jalen Lane does.
Can I just say real quick, the idea that a Washington fan assumed the flag was on someone else when something good happened, that's the innocence of youth right there. Everybody's sitting there going, ugh.
Well, that's why we were all very quiet. Like a lot of us were still thinking, like, oh, there's a block in the back or a hold somewhere. But I'm like, I'm hoping it's that Raiders guy.
So I didn't see the flag, and I thought the reaction in the crowd was weird. The players were all going crazy, but I was like, it felt to me like people were not as excited as they should have been. And then I realized, like, oh, okay.
They see the laundry, yeah.
But I thought unless there was another penalty, I felt really good about it. Because as you said, it was obvious in real time, this dude's just running downfield the entire duration of the play. Out of bounds, I thought that had to be the flag, but you never know, I guess, until they pick up that hanky. And then, by the way, on the return game, really quickly in terms of this game ball, so you have Debo 69, you have 90 from Lane, and then you have Luke McCaffrey had this gigantic hole. He fell. He tripped on, like, the 25-yard line, but, again, the blocking was there would have been another 50, 60, God knows what, return from Luke McCaffrey. So, whatever Izzo was doing yesterday against the Raiders, he had them schemed and sliced and diced.
And their coverage, I thought, was really, really good, too. Give me another game ball, please, Darius. Marcus Mariota needs to be said. I think 3-4 drops in there. Otherwise, he's, what, 15 for 17
with a throwaway. 19 of 21 in the game without the drop.
Yeah, so there you go. The only mistake, we talked about it, is probably not necessarily the fumble itself, but cutting back inside when maybe there was an opportunity to either get down or kind of, you know, go skew towards the sideline. But I think once you're in the secondary running free like that, you're thinking, I could score right here. So I understand that. Ended up being like a, you know, like a short punt with a return. So that's a bummer, the fumble. But everything else, I thought he was splendid in this game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Terry McLaurin back in the mix. He did have a drop, and the quad ends up getting dinged. So now we've got to wait and see what happens there. I mean, if he's injured and misses a few weeks, that'll bring up the old conversation that we said would happen if he suffered a September injury. Although it feels like it was kind of quirky, like he was reaching for the goal line while being tackled, and that's the play he suffered the injury on. I actually thought it should have been a 57-yard touchdown.
Should have been a touchdown, as far as I'm concerned.
Instead of a 56-yard play that got him to the one. But he leads the league in being basically yanked down at the one-yard line. If you go back to last year, it's kind of tough luck, like what happens to him. But it was just 3 catches on 4 targets. So it's not like he was overly involved. But 74 yards, the big explosive play when they needed it. You have 74 yards in every single game all season long. You end up with 1,258 yards. I mean, that would be basically a career high for Terry McLaurin. So I'm going to give him a game ball for yesterday.
Bobby Wagner, thanks for coming to the game today, buddy. What I love is going through a box score, right, or a pro football reference and, you know, different spots. And I like seeing numbers in all the different columns. How about 2 sacks? How about 11 tackles? How about 6 solo tackles? How about 2 tackles for loss? How about 3 quarterback hits? He was everywhere. He was Roy Kent from Ted Lasso. I love it, Bobby Wagner.
Matt Gay missed another field goal. And this time it wasn't 50-plus, which has been the bugaboo for him in his career. It was a chippy. It was sub-40. This was a 37-yard kick. At that time, he was 1-for-4 on the season. Now, to his credit, he made from 46 and, impressively, from 56. So he's now 3-for-6 on the season. Still not a good batting average. But the 56-yarder and the 2-for-2 to finish the game saved his bacon. Worth noting, he missed from 56 initially, but Pete Carroll did the thing that I don't understand why any team does, where he calls the timeout so late that a kicker gets a practice kick. You cannot convince me that a professional athlete getting a practice kick does not help you more than it hurts you. So regardless, he misses from 56, then he gets to try again. He makes from 56. He was 2-for-3 in the game. But he also, sneaky, people forget this, he kicked the ball out of bounds immediately to start the game after Washington's first touchdown.
They hate momentum, or he does.
They're up 7-0, and then you kick the ball out of bounds, which he did a couple times in the preseason as well. So I've got two very negative moments for the kicker yesterday. That's too many.
Dorrance Armstrong, another sack. They've played 3 games, and he has 3 sacks. So that's an average of... That's 3 divided by 1 sack per game. Dorrance Armstrong continuing his strong play from the end of last year and in the postseason. He's going well.
Let's hit the phones. 800-636-1067. Sean's in Falls Church on Grant and Danny. What's up, Sean? How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it, guys. I love the Roy Kent reference. Thank you for that.
Thank
everywhere,
you.
Everywhere, every effing where. But yes, no, I appreciate. I think it definitely goes to McNichols in a moment in the game when you needed something big and a guy that's going to get more touches, especially with Eckler not being there. I think that's a game ball right there. And then, yeah, Matt Gay, you can't miss 37 yards. You can make 56. That's extra. You can't miss the short ones. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Love that call. 2 reasons. 1, it was 10-10. Washington was better than the Raiders were. And yet, they kind of messed around. You missed the chip shot. You had a turnover. You penalized yourself away from stuff. A game that you're winning and should be winning by a lot, you're not. It's 10-10. The next drive, that's when McNichols changes the game right there. That play, and I think the Jalen Lane play, were kind of the two where you went, whew, okay, now we're breathing easier. But that was a massive momentum shift.
Scott's in Locust Grove on Grant and Danny. What's up, Scott?
Hey, I forgot to prompt your guy, but I am a longtime listener and a first-time caller.
Well, that means Jim Zorn gets
Jim
the
Zorn
great
is sleeping. Give me a second. We got to wake him up.
Jim, are you ready?
Jimmy!
No.
Jim!
All right, Scott, go ahead.
Okay.
You kind of stole my thunder, Grant. But...
Give it to Ryan! Give it to Ryan! Give it to Ryan!
You don't get to be unprepared and then just cut him off
he
in the middle of his
the
point.
Guy. That's not right.
Rude, Jim. Rude.
Rude guess how.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah.
But my game ball, like I said, Grant, kind of stole my thunder. My game ball goes to, I guess it's Larry Izzo. I didn't even know his name, but the special teams coach. I think he figured something out. There were holes every single kickoff return. There's a huge hole, even the one Luke McCaffrey, like you said, slipped on. So I'm sure that teams will figure out and look at film and figure out what he figured out. But
gigantic, drive a truck through it.
Totally right. And remember, in the preseason, their coverage units weren't very good. They started off each of those games with big returns against them. They've been dynamite in that area as well.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Let's go to Kenny in Falls Church. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, Ken.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Game ball has to go to Mariota. This guy has been outstanding in this offense. He's going to be a starting quarterback somewhere next year. Do you guys agree with that?
Well, I think he's going to try. I mean, he tried this offseason. It didn't work out. He wanted Indianapolis. They chose Daniel Jones, who's been, by the way, incredible. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league through 3 weeks this season. But here's what I could see. Wherever Cliff goes, I could see him bringing Mariota with him to help implement and instill the offense. And then you figure out, what's the quarterback situation? If they don't have a QB, maybe you draft a guy and you develop him behind Mariota. Or if they've got one, maybe you just bring Mariota in as your backup or whatever. But I could see him rolling with Cliff because I think they have a good rapport. I think he really, really likes the offense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.